What we have here is the meeting of the New York State Assembly Health Committee on June 13th, 2019. This meeting was to discuss and vote on the bill to repeal the religious exemption to vaccination in New York State, a bill that had been in place since the 1960s, a religious freedom that 20 million New Yorkers had. There are 26 people on this committee. The bill needs 14 votes to pass. If it's a 13-13 deadlock, the bill dies. And what you're about to see is a 13-13 vote in Albany, and then they change it. The bill should have died. So 20 million New Yorkers lost their right in these 5 minutes. Everyone knows that Albany is a cesspool of corruption and a history of backroom deals. But what happened here is we have it on video. It's on video. It was Facebook Live. They didn't even bother to call a recess and go in the back room and strong-arm somebody. You get to see an assemblyman get strong-armed in real time. So let's watch.
The Assembly Majority Conference has come to the conclusion that it wants this bill on the floor.
What Chairman Gottfried's essentially saying is the party made me do it.
Therefore, it is the responsibility of this committee to implement the majority's decision.
Watch them tally the vote. I think we'll fast forward through the actual voting, but watch what happens at the end.
Yes.
Mr. Barron.
No.
All Gottfried needs to do at the end of this vote is announce it's 13-13, but they don't. There they go. Here's Speaker Hastie. Hearing from the aide, it's a deadlocked vote. There's the key moment. There is Hastie summoning someone from the table and pointing. It's like, come here, you, come here. And he comes, because that's his boss. There's a conference between the assemblyman who's being strong-armed and Hastie. We need an investigation under oath to find out what was discussed there. Now, because on record, Mr. Sayage had already voted no, and he whispered to the chairman that he's changing his mind to yes, the chairman makes him articulate that yes to put it on the record. And you're about to see an absurd speech from Mr. Sayage about how much he likes individual rights and religious freedom while he's taking them away.
Mr. Sayage, I just need you to say out loud. We intend this solely for the purpose of moving the bill to the floor. You are,
I just wanted to make a statement. Yeah. I think this is an important bill, an important issue. And all along, as a student of constitutional law, I've always represented and protected individual rights and religious rights. And as an educator, parental choice is very important for me. And although I would go on record as saying I will vote no on the floor on this bill, but I really feel the public and the assembly at large deserves an opportunity to vote on this matter. So I'd like to vote in favor of allowing this to go on vote on the floor.
Thank you. The bill is reported. 14 yes, 13
no. There it is. In that moment, 13-13 vote went to 14-12. So Gottfried was strong-armed, Sayage was strong-armed, and New Yorkers around the state lost a right. This vote was June 13th. On June 12th, the day before this vote, it was announced that a Merck subsidiary was investing $48 million in the Albany area and bringing 115 jobs. And this bill will directly improve Merck's revenue. We need to look at the communications that the people involved in this heist, what communications did they have with industry, with lobbyists. We need subpoena power to find that out. This is taking away a religious freedom. It's the first freedom in the First Amendment, and it is articulated in the New York State Constitution as a right that New Yorkers can have forever. Forever. Forever never ends. Forever did not end on June 13, 2019. There's an Albany Public Corruption Unit of the FBI already in place, trying to look for corruption. This is, you don't have to look for this one. Here it is right here. Just email it to them, right? Email, there's the petition. Send this video, and the request for an investigation to any media outlet you can. And it doesn't have to be in New York. Like, this is a national issue. The pharmaceutical lobby is trying to take away religious freedom all over the country. So the best thing you can do to stop this from happening in your state is to expose the unholy alliance between the pharmaceutical industry and the government.